Welcome to another edition of Ask Dr. Ellie. And this is where I take questions that I have been asked by somebody either as an email or on a phone call and try to answer in the best possible way. And I've included here to put it out there because I think it's a terrific question. And I think a lot of people want to know the answer. They may not have actually asked the question, but I think they're very interested. And this one today is from Jessica, who wants to know, how does she know if a cavity is healing? And it's a terrific question because the problem is it's very difficult to know if a cavity is healing. Now, I personally have tremendous confidence in the program that I recommend. And if you are following the program I recommend, I have so much confidence that I can tell you, given time, providing you are following the habits and the things that I recommend, there isn't any way that your cavity will not heal. It will stop and then it will gradually heal. There isn't a way if you're putting in more minerals than you're losing every day to your teeth, that they will not get stronger, and that if you're using the sequential mouth rinses that I recommend in the complete mouth care system, and you're having adequate xylitol, and you've got your habits under control. So providing these things are happening, but I know it's difficult, and especially with children, parents are very worried. They hear these horror stories that the cavity is going to attack the nerve in the middle of the tooth, and it's easy for someone to be terrified that a cavity seen on x-ray is bound to go through and damage the nerve in the center of the tooth because that's how it looks when you look at an x-ray. Now, what you need to know is that this big black hole that you see when a dentist pulls up an x-ray really isn't a hole. It's an area of demineralized tooth, usually. I mean, sometimes it really is a huge hole that you can see if you look in your mouth. But most of the time, particularly if you have multiple cavities, and I'm thinking in particular of somebody recently who has 12 cavities between their teeth, in between their teeth, and it looks on the x-ray that these holes go through into the dentin, and the dentist has, of course, recommended multiple fillings. Now, I am trying to explain that if you were to take this tooth out, if you could look at this tooth and then be able to put it back in the mouth, of course, but you would find that there isn't really a hole there. It looks like a hole on the x-ray, but in actual fact, what happens, the x-rays travel through the softer part of the tooth more quickly than the mineralized part of the tooth, and that is why the area looks black. It's just demineralized, but in most cases, the structure of the tooth is still intact. And what we have to do is stop the disease, and that involves using these products, that the mouth rinses, the different ones that I recommend, absolutely, and adequate amounts of xylitol to keep your mouth alkaline at these periods after meals, to stop acid damage as much as possible, to control your drinking habits, to allow your saliva time to interact with your teeth, and minerals will go back into this area. And if you do that, if you mineralize, if you've changed your bad habits and if you've started these new ways of mineralizing your teeth more, you are bound to put minerals back into teeth. That's what teeth do. They are natural. Your body is a healing machine. The problem is that people get scared. And if you go back and take an x-ray a couple of months later, you probably will not see any significant change. If you go back and take an x-ray maybe a year later, you should see at least that the enamel on the outside of your teeth is more dense, which would make it look whiter than the previous x-ray. And you should see that the enamel has healed itself, because that would be the first step of healing, where the outer edge of the tooth actually now is connected again, and no hole, no fracture line, no breakage in the continuity of the enamel on this x-ray. And what then happens, the later stage of this mineralization, is the healing through in the dentin, which happens a little bit later and will block all that so-called black area that looked like a hole, will soon remineralize. And after a couple of years, it would look completely normal again. This is like bone healing when you break a bone on your arm or your foot. Initially, it's any orthopedic surgeon will tell you don't see the real healing because the healing is not fully mineralized. And it's only after a period of time that the bone density will regain its full density and it will look as if it is fully healed. When they take you out of your cast after you've broken your arm, you may still appear to have a fracture line, but the doctors know that in actual fact there's enough healing for it to hold together, and then the rest of it just happens over time. This is a time, long time thing. It doesn't happen overnight. There's no miracle cure for this. And all I can tell you is stories of people. I mean, I have a story of a gentleman who was a sea captain on a fishing vessel, and he had many cavities. He had 15 cavities between his teeth. They found these. His mother was actually a hygienist and found them the day he was about to go away to sea. So there was no way for this gentleman to have his cavities filled. So his mom, as a hygienist, had heard me talk about my system of care, and whether she believed me or not, she was now in a position. There was nothing else she could do but give her son this information, and he went away with the products he needed and the xylitol he needed. And after 2 years, when he came back, checked his teeth, and the cavities had gone away. Now, I'm sad that we don't have the equipment that's in other countries, because in other countries there is a light. It used to be called the inspector. And this piece of equipment is fabulous because it actually shows the mineralization, the building back of minerals into teeth. So it could be used for somebody in the dental profession to show you how your teeth are getting stronger, even when they're not completely mineralized. And unfortunately, this equipment has never gained much popularity in America, and very few dentists have access to anything like this, nor do they really particularly have an interest in it, because there is no money in allowing teeth to naturally mineralize. I hate to say this, but I have talked to a pediatric dentist. It's Newtown Dentistry in Pennsylvania. And the dentist there, Dr. Landis, has actually calculated how much money every year she did not generate by putting fillings in teeth. In other words, how much money would she have made if she had filled the teeth that she sat and waited for them to heal? And I believe in 2018, I'm not sure if that's the year, it may have been 2017, I think it was maybe 2017, she had waited for $70,000 worth of fillings to not be done. In other words, she could have gone in perfectly legitimately as a dentist and filled those teeth, but she chose not to. And that was the money that she did not generate. I take my hat off to people like this, and I think they should be given accolades for their amazing generosity to their patients, because there is nothing like a tooth that has no filling in it. A pristine tooth has strength and beauty, and it will last in a way that no tooth with a filling is ever going to last. So, you know, that's where we need to hope that this equipment will come that will help us monitor better. But that is the answer to your question, Jessica. It requires some faith, and it requires a dentist that will support you, or at least a dental hygienist who will support you and give you time, and that you need to be doing all the things that you need to be doing, understanding the principles of remineralization, how your teeth remineralize, what helps them. And if it's for your child, you know, make sure the habits they have, that's so key. And of course, xylitol is a huge help for this. So hopefully that's answered your question. A great one, and I think very valuable to everybody. Thanks.